At 6:30, it is clear and 19 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. State lawmakers want a more business-savvy State Board of Health. A measure approved yesterday by the House Public Health Committee would add the requirement that at least two of the nine board members have at least 5 years of experience in a medical business. While the term medical business is not defined, Representative Marcus McIntyre says it could make the difference for an agency that needed $30 million just to make payroll.
Perhaps, maybe, some of the issues that the Department of Health had that are being exposed now could have been either mitigated or avoided altogether.
The nine members of the State Board of Health are appointed by the governor. Oklahoma's wind industry counters calls for a $1 per megawatt hour renewable energy gross production tax.
OK Wind Power's Mark Yates says that's unfair because wind farms pay property taxes, oil and gas firms don't. Yates says either tax renewables the same as oil and gas or tax all power plants on megawatt nameplate capacity.
Take all the megawatts of wind and put a $2,000 tax on it to bring that to the state level.
Yates says wind farms paid $74.5 million in ad valorem taxes last year and were the number one taxpayer in 14 counties. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The roads in the Tulsa area are in good shape this morning. That was sure not the case yesterday afternoon when light freezing drizzle turned the expressways into ice rinks. IMSA responded to 27 emergency calls during that period and transported 13 people to the hospital. The Stanley Majors murder trial is expected to go to the jury today. Majors is accused of the hate crime murder of his Lebanese neighbor. A company that already employs 600 people in Tulsa will be adding another 250. Dish Network has opened a sales center. Manager of Direct Sales and Retention, Sean Avery, says the future is bright.
Everybody needs entertainment. Everybody needs television in one form or fashion. We have many ways that we can provide that television or provide that entertainment, and we have some exciting new things coming in the future with Dish.
The 250 new sales center jobs are in addition to the 600 team members already working. Two people are rescued from a Sepulpa home this morning after a neighbor spotted the house on fire. The blaze was near Ridgeway and James. A fire at the Sand Dollar Apartments in Tulsa damaged 8 units yesterday. That fire at 61st and Riverside was believed to be electrical in nature. Six people are arrested in a Chelsea drug raid on three homes. Large quantities of meth were seized. Children living in the homes were turned over to the DHS. Our weather forecast, sunny but cool today, a high of 41, clear tonight, 24 for a low. Now clear in 19, a wind chill of 8. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.